Dane Neal pointed out something interesting to me, Wendy, is that while we were doing our game...
I loved it.
I was your more traditional game show host, being cordial and polite to all the contestants. You, however, had no tolerance for wrong answers, and that I think it made for a better teamwork thing, don't you?
That's why we're the yin and the yang of radio.
I think it makes the contestants aspire, or at least fear, you know, being unprepared, not doing well, because it was like, oh, well, that was a great job. And Wendy's like, no, it wasn't. Right. Like, well, thanks for playing. Why?
I know. I'm sorry. And for the people who don't know, I mean, and they say, I don't know, I respect their honesty. And I also respect somebody giving a guess. But when the here, you got to listen. But everyone's exonerated.
Right. I went to the Wink Martindale School of Game Show Hosting, Wendy, the Simon Cowell class. And that's fine.
Who's more popular?
Simon Cowell,
who's alive?
By far. Simon. They're both alive.
Oh, oops.
Who's alive?
Oh, my gosh.
And I said it off the air, too. It was, I think, a great homage, you guys, using the pencil-thin, three-foot-long microphone with the ping-pong ball top on
it. We got that at the Gene Rayburn garage sale a few weeks ago. We're very proud owners of that. Dane Neal's here, everybody. He's the host of On the Road with Dane Neal. You can hear that Saturdays from 2 to 4 p.m. right here, actually, on this radio station.
Yeah.
How about that? Worked out nicely.
Coincidentally, so many people are going to be on the road for Bacon Fest. This is one of the... We have so many great events here in Chicago. This is one of the events that really stacks up against events around the country. I think everybody else looks at this with a lot of envy, not only because it highlights one of America's great... It's like the additional food group. Bacon is the food group you wish was there.
Right.
In a singular food group world. And it is one of those great events that everybody absolutely loves and participates. It's not your traditional kind of go in there and there's a handful of people, you know, that you kind of take samples from. It is immense, and it has the scope of everything from ma and pa people, diners, independent people, products, you know, all the beverage and spirits you want, plus super fine dining people too. So the whole thing, we've got Seth Zero, the man who created, he'll say he was part of a, you know, a team, right? Because he's a humble guy, and he is the face, the omnipotent ruler, the benefactor of the bacon world, Seth Zur.
Welcome back, Seth.
How do you do? I'm happy to grace you with my presence.
Mr. Bacon, that's what we call you.
When he walked in, he was the high-five bacon king. You know, I mean, you've kind of gotten to that level.
They would not let you put making bacon on your license plate, but I think it's because it was too many characters. I'm sure that's the reason.
It's bureaucrats, you know?
Crazy story.
Don't fit in the square peg in a round hole.
Take us back in time. When did bacon become such a huge... I mean, it was always...
It's always been good. Come on.
Everybody loves bacon. Everybody always loved bacon. Yeah. About 11 years ago was when we started our little Bacon Fest, which started off as a small chef tasting event. We had 10 restaurants all gathered together in the dining room of the Publican for a few hours on a Saturday afternoon. Each shared a bacon dish. And this year, we're going to have nearly 150 different restaurants.
Wow.
Each with a different bacon dish using nearly 4 tons of Nooski's bacon. The event,
4 tons.
Almost 4 tons. And this is on April 5th.
They bring it in 6th. I think it's a dump truck, right? And they just like...
That's one way. We actually, today's the day, all around the city, 50-pound boxes of bacon are arriving at restaurants everywhere around Chicago right now.
Wow.
It's like bacon, Nooski's Bacon Christmas.
Wow.
If ever I was to perform a heist, this would be the day.
God, now I've put the restaurants at risk.
Right. It just became dangerous.
Yeah.
I recently had a bacon lard on. I didn't know what a bacon lard on was.
Oh,
awesome.
A little thick little baton of bacon that you stick on your niçoise, on your salads. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's just chewy and crunchy and tasty and sweet all in one.
I had some bacon lardons just yesterday. I was at Baptiste and Bottle. They make a bacon mac and cheese, which they're serving at the fest, which is topped with like quarter inch thick lardons of bacon. And they stick cheese curds in from Wisconsin as well to make it extra gooey.
What?
It's good. It's real good.
That does sound nice. All right, so the traditional bacon, of course, the bacon strips, but now it's been taken to a new level.
Correct.
I mean, everybody's being so creative with the way they cut it and present it.
Yeah, and incorporate it into places you wouldn't expect. So, like, for example, today I walked over to Travel, which is the restaurant on the second floor of the Langham Hotel, just across the river from here. And the chef there, Jeff Vuko, gave me a box full of these, what he calls bacon maple eclairs. So imagine an eclair, like a pastry, a tube. He's made bacon peanut brittle and crumbled it on top. He's got little chunks of bacon on top. He's put a maple glaze in there. And then on the inside, he's put a cream cheese, honey mustard, bacon fat filling. So it's an eclair.
Can I just tell you,
Wendy's not sold on the sound.
It sounds like that's not going to be a good combination, but when you taste it, it all comes together like a symphony in your mouth.
Thank you for saying that. It's true. It is a mouthful to get your head around.
Right.
But then... In practice, it is extremely delicious, having just eaten one while gazing at the Chicago River.
Yes.
Personally attest that it is a creative and delicious use of bacon.
So you think of the humble beginnings. I think I saw a documentary last week where bacon was actually chiseled into the hieroglyphics in a Mayan temple, right? So we go back all the way to the beginning on the bacon side. But yeah, and as far as like the diversities of restaurants, could you think of it as Bacon Fest? And from the outside, you would think, it is just a lot of bacon, and it is. But sometimes the bacon part of it is very, very subtle, unlike even the eclairs, where it's just almost there.
Yeah, it's almost like it's laying down a porky foundation upon which the chefs erect an edifice of deliciousness.
Wow.
Thank you. That's University of Chicago English Literature.
That was impressive, Seth. I'm going to ask you a one-word question. I don't want to offend you. I just want to ask the one. It's a one-word question. Ready? Mm-hmm. Bacos?
Ooh, yes or no? Is that like real tree or fake tree? That Christmas conversation.
Not bacon.
Not bacon. Well, obviously not bacon.
They don't
bacon.
Even taste like bacon.
Not native
they just
bacon. Don't taste like bacon. An offense.
To the bacon community.
Bacon crumbles.
The bacon purists.
Yes. I'm here to come out strongly against bacon bits.
Bacos.
Real chopped up bacon on a salad. Delicious.
That works.
Fantastic. Bacos?
Thumbs down.
No to bacos. All right.
Bacos taste like a conglomeration of Lowry's seasoned salt and something else. Like, it's just salt.
Thick cornflakes with like.
It's just not.
Yeah, that's not what we're about at Bacon Fest.
Didn't mean to offend you. I'm curious.
Open to all questions, and I welcome questions about vegetables as well.
He's offended. Yeah. I would be too. If somebody
we'll see if I ever come back
and ask a question
radio.
Like that.
The magical part of bacon that I think exploded was the mixing sweet with it. I mean, we always grew up, you know, you'd go to the Boy Scout pancake breakfast and you'd ask for extra bacon. But when, like, the maple and the brown sugar got on it, that's when I think it exploded. Would you agree?
I definitely agree. And I think specifically, that idea of maple and bacon then got applied to a lot of different places. So it's on this eclair. It's on like every bacon donut that's ever been made. It's actually a traditional way of serving bacon. There's a dish called Millionaire's Bacon, which is thick slices of bacon glazed in maple syrup with red chili peppers on it. Mm. We'll have a few different takes on that. At
Why
Bacon
the chili peppers?
Just a little heat, a little something. You don't like that?
Yeah, we would try it.
There is a restaurant in Evanston that serves bacon tacos, and at first, even though I like bacon and I like tacos, I wasn't positive that was a good match. It's a good match.
So wait, was the taco shell made of bacon?
No, that was a traditional flour taco shell, but your main meat source inside was bacon and plenty of it, and
can't
it was
go
really
wrong with
good.
That.
Can I ask you a question? Because a lot of times I've seen pork belly tacos on the menu. Mm-hmm. Is that necessarily bacon, or is it sometimes just pork?
That is an excellent question.
Thank you.
To the point, it is not necessarily bacon. Pork belly is the raw material of bacon. It's the meat with the fat and the layers of striated meat. And then it becomes bacon by the process of being cured and smoked.
You should teach a class at the University of Chicago.
I am available.
You look at the diversity on what it is and kind of that entrance into whether it isn't just a breakfast food anymore, the dessert, you like the chocolate, you got the mousse, you got things like that. And to be able to kind of explain that and be sort of the voice for that, you mentioned University of Chicago. Is this a good use of that education? Because you think... Now, granted, you could say there's a higher purpose of Greater Food Depository, Chicago Greater Food. I mean, you do a lot of great work and donate some stuff. But at what point did the parents say, like, okay, well, this is what you're going to do. Let's get behind it. Or were they kind of dreamers right along with you in the bacon world?
They've always been extremely supportive. All of the three Bacon Fest founders' parents have been extremely supportive of our bacon
succeeded.
Efforts, despite the fact that I grew up in a Jewish family, was bar mitzvahed at 13.
Oh, my God.
Even my grandmother, rest in peace, wrote me an email because she wasn't strong on iPads. She wrote me an email, was like, a period after every word, but it said,
"You'll come around."
A nice Jewish boy like you, Seth, would come up with a thing like bacon.
Oh my God.
A lot of support.
And now there's bacon vodka, there's bacon everything. What's the weirdest place you've found bacon? Is there bacon cereal yet?
Oh, would that be good?
$1 million idea.
Like, you and I need to hook up and just talk bacon.
I know, I like this. There's a lot of places. This year we have a cocktail that a Scotch company called Aberlour is making, and they're using bacon, candied bacon as a garnish Scotch cocktail, which will be pretty good.
So that flavor would spill into the rest of the drink, hopefully, if done properly?
Yeah, it would almost be like a little bacony counterpoint to a smoky Scotch. You know what I'm talking about?
Seth, tell people again how to get involved with Bacon Fest, where they need to go.
Yeah, they should go to baconfestchicago.com. Mm-hmm. The event is on April 5th and 6th. It's just 10 short days away. Mm-hmm. The UIC Forum, they have to buy tickets in advance. You can't just show up. So you go to the website, you buy your tickets, you walk in the room, you eat a lot of bacon, you drink a lot of drinks.
Yes.
You see Dane Neal carefully taking notes while he judges each chef's
contribution. While he fends off his children.
Yep.
Do you have bacon
leggings? As they tackle mascots and dance with them. What's that?
Do you have bacon leggings you will be wearing?
I don't.
Bacon,
you
know,
sometimes you'll see people like full bacon, like bacon suits and things like that. Well, we can get into a little bit of the thought process on the judging side too, because that's one of the things that has a longtime judge for it that I think people wonder, like, how does one thing win? They're all delicious, I think, in their own and unique ways, but there's a thought process to it on the judging side.
There'd have to be. All right, a little bit of a break and then more discussion. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Bacon is good. That's all I'm going to say.
Bacon is good.
We are talking Bacon Fest, and Dane Neal is here. And Seth, tickets are still available, correct?
There are some tickets available for Bacon Fest. So if you go, we're only 10 days away. Saturday lunch is almost sold out. So if that's the only one that works for
it's
you.
It's crunch time. Get it? Because of bacon.
I get it. That's solid.
I wrote that for you.
Why do people like bacon extra crispy? I like it not extra crispy, but a lot of times you will hear people order, can I get mine extra crispy or well done? I mean, can enjoy it in different facets, can't you?
I certainly do. Like, I like all kinds of bacon, and all from the crispy to the
chewy kind of
more chewy end of the spectrum. But I think people, just like pizza and anything, people like the bacon that they had when they were a kid.
Yeah.
So if your mom or your dad always burned the bacon in the cast iron pan, and that's the bacon you want. And if your mom or your dad always just put it a little underdone and let you gnaw on the bacon fat, that's the bacon you're
wrong with
you're
that.
In for.
That's perfect.
More than any other food, bacon reflects your family.
On the judging side, it's tough, right? Because you think bacon in any form is good, regardless of how it's done, whether it's elevated, a dessert, or an entree, or one of those things. And so on the judging side, it's tough, because now this, you know, what Seth has done with Bacon Fest and also having awards for it, and now there's a People's Choice where you right on site, you can go ahead and vote and see the tally board and all that.
Mm-hmm.
The Golden Rasher Award, and it is a thing that people, you know, restaurants will put into their bios and their resumes, they'll have on display. It's a big deal to go ahead and win this thing.
That's right. I was at XO Marshmallow. You ever heard of these guys?
Mm-hmm.
In Rogers Park, they have a little marshmallow cafe, and they have their little Bacon Golden Rasher, Bacon Fest Golden Rasher, right on their sort of shelf next to their mac and cheese prize and all the other plaques and awards
they've
won. They
should be proud. Exactly. A texter wants to know, Seth, will beef bacon or turkey bacon be part of this fest?
Thank you for asking this important question.
Yes.
What's beef bacon?
Beef bacon, it's a kind of kosher bacon where they make it out of beef belly instead of pork belly.
You can tell the difference in the taste, though.
It tastes different.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say that I have not seen any beef bacon on any of the menus for this year.
Mm-hmm.
And turkey bacon is, we're actually actively hostile towards turkey bacon.
Is turkey bacon like the Bacos of the actual real world?
Oh. Yeah, exactly. That's like, it is Baco, but in full strip form.
Oh.
It's, you know, like, if you're going to eat bacon, it's like, just go for it. Live a little. That's
that
all
makes
I'm saying.
Sense. That makes sense.
On the judging side, and this is where a lot of them really step out, is it's creativity. So people look for, you know, kind of creativity in the dish. So instead of just having, because some places, Seth, and be honest, they'll just have like a piece of bacon. Pretty much it's like a big, really good piece of bacon, you know, with maybe some little side accoutrements, but that's basically it.
Yeah.
And some really go all out, you know, where there's a lot of creativity here. And I think those are the ones that win.
Yeah, and that's sort of how we steer the judges, to think really about what dish is really stretching your understanding of what is good with bacon.
It makes sense.
It's not to say that there's anything wrong with a big hunk of bacon. Like, we have one dish this year coming from Oak Park, this butcher shop in Oak Park called Carnivore.
Yeah.
Their dish is called the Bacon Mountain. And it's basically, it sounds like they're going to just pile
up climb that, baby.
A heap of bacon on their table and then give out little mugs of beer cheese to dip it into.
Delicious.
Can't go wrong.
Cardiologist standing by.
Up your Lipitor.
Your connection to End Hunger, explain that.
Okay, so since we started, we've always supported the Greater Chicago Food Depository. We make a donation out of the proceeds of the event. We do a raffle on site. Sponsors donate prizes so people can buy raffle tickets and win prizes. And we do a food drive at the event. So in terms of money, we've given more than $440,000 to the food bank since
we started. Amazing.
Which adds up to 1.3 million meals for hungry Chicago.
Oh, that's very nice.
So it's not just a great big pig out.
Right.
Although it is that. Yeah. It also helps feed hungry people in Chicago.
Good. Doing good work there. Dane, I know we wanted to talk about the Beard Awards. We've only got a minute or so. What can you tell us?
Well, one of the things, so they're announcing those today, and I'll talk with the Beard Award and Chicago resident, Belinda Chang, we'll talk with her a little bit later. She'll kind of break down what it all means. But in a little bit, you know, as far as nationally best baker, Greg Wade over there at Publican, that's, of course, the origination, right, of the very first Bacon Fest. And then in the categories where it's best chef, it's all Chicago restaurants, even though it's Midwest and incorporates, I think, Michigan and Indiana and Illinois. It's all Chicago chefs. And so, again, you know, whether it's the country or whether it's the Midwest, Chicago chefs are definitely getting the recognition they deserve of the beards. And we'll talk with Belinda Chang about that.
Dane, thanks for being here. On the Road with Dane Neal can be heard on this station on WGN Saturday at 2 p.m. And if you're interested in Bacon Fest, don't forget it starts soon, April the 5th. You want to go to baconfestchicago.com. All the information is there. Seth, thanks for being here.
My pleasure. See you at Bacon Fest.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right. A little bit of a break, some news, and then more of us, Bill and Wendy.